The two biggest film openings of the week feature shape-shifting robots from outer space, Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. Hanks and Roberts star in Larry Crown, which Hanks also directs. Transformers: Dark of the Moon is the third feature directed by Michael Bay and based on a line of Hasbro toys. Bay is known for such big-budget action films as Armageddon, The Rock, and Pearl Harbor. Film critic David Edelstein reviews both films.
The July 4th weekend brings textbook Hollywood counter-programming. On one side of the multiplex, you'll find the teen male-oriented blockbuster franchise sequel Transformers: Dark of the Moon, in which giant mutating robots put their fists through one another amid crumbling skyscrapers. Over in the non-3D wing is the quiet grown-up comedy Larry Crown, in which 50-something Tom Hanks, as a laid-off megastore manager, sorta almost romances 40-something Julia Roberts as his married community college professor. The choice is stark, but I think both movies give a surprising amount of pleasure. What? You like a movie by Michael Bay? Yes, though Bay does make it easy to hate him. He's a trophy director. The hottest actresses, the hottest cars, the hottest cars that transform into the hottest robots thanks to the hottest effects. The second Transformers movie was an overblown hash. But this one, once you get past Bay's trademark sexism and gigantism, is a stupendous piece of blockbusting. There's a lot of plot, but it comes down to the bad Transformers, the Decepticons, from the planet Cybertron, attempting to enslave the population of Earth, hitherto protected by the good Transformers, the Autobots, led by Optimus Prime, friend to Earthling Sam Witwicky, played by Shia LaBeouf. It takes a while to get oriented. The simplest dialogue scenes are confusing because Bay shoots nothing simply. And he'll rub some folks the wrong way by introducing his new leading lady, lingerie model Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, via the backs of her thighs. But once the humans and Autobots go up against the Decepticons in a devastated Chicago, the movie is like War of the Worlds on steroids. The vistas induce vertigo, and as the camera plunges after our paratrooper heroes down massive skyscrapers toward robots mashing one another's heads and a giant Decepticon octopus with incinerating tentacles, you'll feel the elating transformative power of Hollywood money. Larry Crown is low-tech, its characters human-scaled. Tom Hanks wrote it with Nia Vardalos, whose My Big Fat Greek Wedding he produced with his wife, Rita Wilson. It's a family affair, and the movie is about family, warm surrogate families in a cold capitalist climate. Hanks's Larry Crown has been laid off from a big box store because he never went to college. He spent 20 years as a Navy cook and can't advance. So he enrolls in a public speaking course taught by Julia Roberts's bitter, brittle Mercedes Tenneau, who's getting fed up with the internet porn habit of her indolent husband, played by Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston with a full head of hair. When Larry pulls up beside her car on his vintage scooter, he leans over her and does what her husband can't.
It's Larry Crown!
Right, hi!
I have you for speech 217 in just a couple of minutes.
Yes, you do.
I saw you singing.
Oh, I'm just drowning out the GPS.
Please enter.
See? It never stops.
Well, no wonder. That's a map genie. Back when I sold you such things, I would have steered you toward a vortex, because the map genie has... It's very complicated. Oh. Well, no wonder the auto-on feature is engaged. So, menu, select, features, auto, voice select, change, yes, on, off, change, yes, save, and back, and exit.
Oh.
How long was that broken?
Ever since my husband installed it himself.
Oh, it's all fixed now.
Thank you.
What are you going to make us do today in class, hmm?
You'll just have to find out.
Follow me.
Interesting.
That interesting is interesting, because as Hanks plays him, Larry isn't especially interesting. I'm almost sorry he directed Larry Crown, since he's so self-effacing. Another director might have pushed him to be faster on the draw, less blandly accepting. But the movie does have a generous feel, happy and bustling and multicultural. The message is explicit. Capitalism can be cutthroat, but you can stay afloat and not hurt others. Larry's second college course is economics, taught by the hamily stentorian George Takei, who helps him figure out how to get by on what he earns. His friends live lightly in supportive communities, among them Cedric the Entertainer as a neighbor with an ongoing lawn sale, and a vivacious actress named Gugu Mbatha-Raw as a fellow scooter rider who makes it her project to dress Larry better and then opens her own secondhand store. It's very cozy. And how badly off can Larry be with Julia Roberts, always and forever a movie star, coming to dinner? But Roberts is wonderful, as she often is, playing characters for whom that wide Julia smile comes hard. There's something fitting about Larry Crown and Transformers opening July 4th weekend. Both are about threats to American decency, Decepticons, heartless employers, and people who make war or cultivate inner peace to keep from being enslaved.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hirschfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Sue Spolin directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley.